The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Mike Batania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up this week, Veritas School is set to demolish an old hospital building as part of a campus renovation. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so Veritas School, they're a private K-12 Christian school over in the north side. They are getting ready to raze the old Richmond Memorial Hospital. It's been vacant since the 90s when it moved to Hanover and became what's now Bon Secours Memorial Regional Medical Center. So it's just been sitting there. It's kind of the first steps for a new master plan for Veritas. They really want to build a new auditorium, gym, student center, and more stuff on their campus. They're planning to debut that overall master plan later this year, but in the near term, they're getting ready to wreck this old kind of derelict hospital and move forward with the master plan in a few months.
And in Henrico, Costco has revealed their plans for the land they purchased a few months ago. What's happening up there?
Last year, Costco spent about $13 million on 5 acres of land next to its West Broad Street location. At the time, Costco was pretty quiet about why they bought it or what they were looking to do it. And they're still being quiet, but they filed plans with the county a few weeks ago to knock down the buildings on the new lot and relocate their existing gas station to that new land. And they're also going to expand their existing warehouse by 20,000 square feet. I've heard from a lot of locals that apparently the parking situation at the West Broad Costco is a bit of a mess. They'll probably be glad to hear that this project is going to free up a good bit of land for them. They're going to add about 160 parking spots. Unfortunately, we do not know when they're going to look to move forward with it.
And downtown, Tito's has opened in the old Mojo space. Tell us about the new business.
It's called Tito's Taqueria and Bar. It's from this guy, Tito Padilla. He's from the family that owns Amigos, a Mexican restaurant over near Willow Lawn. He opened last week in the old Mojo space at Cary and Laurel. It's been vacant since 2020. The building sold after Mojo's closed. It's been getting renovated. And now that Tito's is opened, his sister, Stephanie, is also working on opening up a cafe in the building right next door. That's a few months out from opening. I know that Mojo's holds a special place in the hearts of a lot of VCU alumni. So now current students and, you know, Richmond locals can go grab a meal over at 733 West Cary.
And finally this week, GRTC is closing in on a location for a new transfer station. Where are they looking?
They're looking where they currently are, as well as a building next door. They've been looking for a permanent bus transfer station. Last year, they opened up a temporary one on 9th Street right across from the Circuit Courthouse next to the Public Safety Building. GRTC announced this week that the two finalists for the permanent spot is the existing lot that they're at and the Public Safety Building, which is right across the street from it, and it's currently being torn down. The ultimate plan is for the transfer station to be part of a much larger development. If you go to the hub now, it's basically just a big lot, bus shelters, lanes, things like that. Their long-term vision is to have it be on the ground floor of a 500-some unit apartment development, retail space near it. They're looking to partner eventually with a developer on that. They haven't selected anyone. And the next step in the process could come as soon as next month when they'll pick which site they're going to look to go to with plans for a 2025 groundbreaking.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Mike Batania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help 4 men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.